the New Testament Epistle to the Romans, chapter 1, verses 1 through 7, a short course for men. First, let's listen to the text from the English Standard Version.
Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle, set apart for the gospel of God, which he promised beforehand, through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, concerning his Son, who was descended from David according to the flesh, and was declared to be the Son of God, in power according to the Spirit of holiness, by his resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord, through whom we have received grace and apostleship, to bring about the obedience of faith, for the sake of his name among all the nations, including you who are called to belong to Jesus Christ, to all those in Rome, who are loved by God and called to be saints, grace to you, and peace from God our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ.
In the original, these verses were all one long sentence. Why one long sentence? Well, in the first century, there were very few forms of local entertainment. Thus, folk enjoyed listening to a good reader reading from a text that was very well composed. A long, coherent Greek sentence was a form of delight. But why such dense language, so many words and phrases in so few verses? Well, the Romans were familiar with all this vocabulary and all of these ideas, and so Paul was demonstrating that he and they had these ideas in common. That one long sentence can be diagrammed in Greek in this manner, which you can find on our website, and similarly in English, again, which you can find on our website. Now let's listen to the text from the contemporary English version.
From Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus, God chose me to be an apostle, and he appointed me to preach the good news that he promised long ago, by what his prophets said in the Holy Scriptures. This good news is about his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. As a human, he was from the family of David, but the Holy Spirit proved that Jesus is the powerful Son of God, because he was raised from death. Jesus was kind to me, and chose me to be an apostle, so that people of all nations would obey, and have faith. You are some of those people chosen by Jesus Christ. This letter is to all of you in Rome. God loves you and has chosen you to be his very own people. I pray that God our Father, and our Lord Jesus Christ will be kind to you, and will bless you with peace.
Which of these two versions did you find to be clearer, easier to understand? Or which version was more enjoyable? Let's have some group fun. If you're meeting together with others, divide into small groups, and let each group appoint a secretary. Then read the displayed query, which I shall show you in a moment, and allow each one to give one reply. The secretary will write down the reply, and then repeat step 3 until you have no more replies. Then be ready to report back to the whole room one reply from that group. Then let another group report, and then repeat steps 5 and 6 until there are no more replies. This will avoid one person or group dominating the others. So let's begin. In each group, reply to this query. What do verses 1 through 7 tell us about God? Take 3 or 4 minutes for this process. Then compare your responses with these. God chooses, appoints, and sends apostles. He promised the gospel long ago. He has a son, whom he raised from death. God loves and chooses people, and is the father of Jesus. He is kind and blesses people with peace. Now for the second query. What do verses 1 through 7 tell us about Jesus? Again, take 3 or 4 minutes, then compare your replies with these. Jesus is the Messiah, or Christ. He is God's Son, our Lord, and was descended from King David. God raised him from death, and he had a holy human spirit. Jesus chooses people, and is kind and blesses people with peace. Let's go on then to the third query. What do verses 1 through 7 tell us about the Holy Spirit? Take only 1 minute for this. He is called the Spirit of Holiness, unless this meant Jesus' personal spirit, which was also holy. Interpreters do not agree. In any event, the term Spirit of Holiness occurs only here in both Old and New Testaments of the Greek Bible, but does have a parallel in Hebrew, Ruach Kadosho, which occurs in Isaiah 63, verses 10 and 11, which means literally Spirit of His Holiness, referring to the presence of the God of the Bible, Yahweh. Then, what do verses 1 through 7 tell us about the gospel, the good news? Again, after 3 or 4 minutes, compare your replies with these. The gospel was promised long ago by God's prophets in the Holy Scriptures. It is about God's Son and was preached by Paul. So see verses 16 and 17 later in the chapter. Next, what do verses 1 through 7 tell us about Paul himself? After 4 minutes, compare your replies with these. Paul was a servant of Messiah Jesus, or slave, if you will. A servant is one who can quit. A slave cannot quit. Jesus had called Paul to be an apostle, that is, an envoy with authority. God set him apart for the gospel, the good news, and he received grace and apostleship. Note the asterisks. And Paul prays for grace and peace. The phrase grace and apostleship likely means grace to do apostolic work. These terms apostle and apostleship you will find in the vocabulary for these verses on our website. What do verses 1 through 7 tell us about Paul's mission, his work? Well, first, it was to serve Messiah Jesus by doing apostolic work, meant to bring about the obedience of faith. This phrase, the obedience, note the asterisks. And he did this for the sake of Jesus' name. We know that in the Bible, name usually refers to someone's personality or reputation. And Paul was to do his mission among the nations or the Gentiles. Now the phrase obedience of faith could be translated obedient faith or faithful obedience or faith which leads to obedience. Faith in Jesus Christ brings everlasting life, and those who love Jesus, he said, would obey his commands. And then, what do verses 1 through 7 tell us about the Roman Christians? As we noted last time, more than 20 ancient churches from the first century have been found by archaeologists in the old city of Rome. The Roman Christians had obedience of faith. They believed in Jesus and obeyed him. They were from among many different nations, had all been called by Jesus Christ to put their faith in him. They're now loved by God and called to be saints, that is, holy people dedicated to God, and they receive grace and peace from God. Now, what are some things that we can infer from reading these verses? Share your thoughts and observations together. Lastly, consider these. If Paul knew that he was called to be an apostle, can we likewise know what God has called us to do? We also infer that the gospel was revealed in the Tanakh, what Christians call the Old Testament, before Jesus even came. For that gospel was about God's Son, the Messiah, whom Jesus claimed to be. Well, we hope that this epistle will help us to discern our mission in our town, city, nation, or world, and will help illustrate the importance of sending apostolic missionaries to neglected regions of the world and to people groups who do not yet have a self-replicating Christian movement. Well, before next time, please visit our website at http://romans.forum.